It's the worst thing when you lose one of your wedding rings, right?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm a man, so I only have one. But yeah, it's nerve-wracking. Every day, I feel like I'm naked. I also feel like I'm going to be in trouble at any moment. Like my wife will walk into the room, realize I don't have my wedding ring, even though she's aware of it already, and I'll yet be in trouble again.
So how long ago did you break the ring?
So like 2-3 days ago. So this is one of these indestructible rings, right? It's supposed to be, I don't know, if it's made of space age polymer or the same stuff your kitchen pans are or whatever. But it's definitely not supposed to break. And I've broken two of them so far. Same ring.
So maybe at this point, you know that it's actually destructible.
What it is they put these diamonds in there. And then the way I broke it the first time, I dropped it in the bathroom and it hit the floor. And as soon as it hit the floor, I knew it was broken. I called the jeweler and I said, man, my indestructible ring just cracked. He said, drop it on glass or tile. I was like, yeah, if it hits the tile or the glass in such a way that it reverberates this certain tone, yeah, it almost like explodes from where the diamonds are laid into the metal.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, freaky deaky, like science type stuff, right?
Okay.
So same thing. This time I ran into the kitchen. I went to wash my hands. And you know how sometimes you wash your hands or whatever and your ring's a little slippery or whatever. Came right off in the hand towel, hit the floor. And as soon as it hit the floor, I knew once again it was busted. My wife was in the other room. And immediately I looked up and knew that I was in trouble.
Well, I mean, you didn't do it on purpose.
That doesn't matter.
Right. It's true.
I mean, I'm still married. Right. And I'm still walking around in the world. I haven't gotten there. And it's been like 4 or 5 days since it broke.
Okay. So now what's the plan? Are you getting it fixed again? Are you going to get another one? Why don't you wear a dummy ring in the meantime?
I texted the jeweler. He's a friend of mine, but he's like an old school dude. So, you know, it's not like he could pull it up in computer records or something like that. I'm pretty sure when I bought this ring, you know, they were still doing a carbon fiber copy of your receipt for it.
Yeah.
So I have to go in there and pick out a new ring. And I've just been too busy over the last few days.
I mean, that's not really a great excuse. At this point, you should be able to go and get one, right?
Right. Well,
are you going to get a non-destructible one that maybe actually won't shatter?
I'm thinking about something glitzy like Liberace or something. Something that really pops, you know, with like a ruby or something on it. Would it be cool if I wore it on my pinky?
No.
My wife probably won't go for any of that anyways.
I don't think so. My husband hasn't worn a wedding ring in a very long time. He's got really bad eczema on his hands, or that's the excuse that he uses why he doesn't wear it.
See, he's still in trouble. He has eczema, and he hasn't been wearing it for years, and he's still in trouble. This is my point.
Every once in a while, I look over, and his hands are bleeding, and I say to him, you are so lucky. You are so lucky.
I'm sure he feels that way.
The essential pieces. Everybody's got that go-to black dress or their favorite pair of black heels that they wear every time there's something they have to go to that they don't know what to wear. But what are the other essentials you should always have in your closet? Erin Herman and Lauren Perez are from thelauringgroup.com, LaurineGroup.com. You can follow them on Instagram at Laurine Group. You guys are stylists. You make people feel and look beautiful. So what are the things that belong in people's closets?
So, Anna, we brought with us today three of our key pieces, which we call LG Essentials. These are pieces that Lauren and I wear on rotation and really can be used in lots of different ways. We have a silk cami dress or slip dress, which can be worn a lot of different ways. There are tons of price points. You don't have to spend a ton of money on them. We also have a blouse, a white blouse. The power of kind of the white blouse, a white crisp blouse, whether it's poplin or
like a silk or, you know, something like that. Yeah.
You just need to have one of those. And it's really good to kind of take a peek at them too. Dive into your wardrobe and see what it looks like. White is tough and white can have stains on that. You need to, you know, refresh. That's one piece that you just kind of have to be refreshing.
I feel like once I get pale, I can't wear the white shirts anymore.
Wrong.
No?
Yeah, you totally can.
Looking sickly looks good with the white shirt?
I like it when you look sickly.
Okay. Ghostly.
Ghostly. But that's the beauty of these essentials is Erin and I feel like with the slip dress, it's seasonless. It's just how you put it together.
The other key trend is one that I have on today. So great pair of denim. The ones I have on today are a pair of old Levi's. This year and this fall, you know, there's been a lot of destruction in a lot of the denim over the past couple of years. This year, we're really trying to move towards a cleaner look, a clean denim, clean hem, you know, no destruction, a good just kind of vintage blue. And we can also have it in a black or a white.
All right, you guys are going to do true or false right now. These are five outdated fashion rules that you could now ignore because they're accepted. You tell me if you think this is true or false.
Oh, boy.
No denim on denim. Now you're supposed to wear denim on denim.
True.
Your shoes, belt, and socks all have to match.
False.
So that means that they don't have to match?
They don't have to match.
They do not have to match.
Okay.
Wow. Wait a minute. Clarification for me. So the shoes don't have to match the belt, or they don't have to match anything?
That's correct.
What?
And I haven't worn, I have not worn or thought about socks in a while.
Okay, hold on. So I have on loafers right now, which are part of like the trend for the season, but I don't have socks on because I couldn't find any low enough socks. But what am I going to do when they stink?
Well, we'll get back to you on that.
Okay. And they're saying it's okay to wear hats indoors now. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I'm a hat girl. We're both hat girls. Yes, when we have them on, we typically don't take them off.
Okay.
Well, if you walked into my grandmother's house, she would slap that right off the back of your head. Who do you think? What do you think? Sit down right there.
That's right. Don't sit for dinner with your hat on.
Erin Herman and Lauren Perez are from the Loreen Group. You can find them online at loreengroup.com. And we're going to put videos of all this up on our Instagram at Ann on Raven. So if none of it makes sense to you either, you'll be able to visually see it for yourself.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that's driving you nuts right now? Wouldn't it feel good to just start your week and get it off your chest? 1-800-330-9999. That's exactly what you get to do here. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Jim.
Yeah, if you name your car, that's really all I need to know about you. You're giving a name to your car.
How do you feel about that, Anna?
When I was younger, I did it. Now I think it's corny, and I don't do it anymore.
Listen, when you're younger, right, you get your car, it probably means a bit more to you. Like, yeah. You need your car. It's a utility. It's a tool now when you're an adult. You might enjoy your car. Plenty of people enjoy their cars more than other people. Yeah, I don't have a love affair with my car right now. I also don't want it to break down, so let me knock on something right here. But if you love it, I guess maybe you could name it.
I had a Ford Escort ZX2 that was called the Big Bad Mama Smurf. And I would call her Big Bad Mama Smurf all the time when I referenced her. Uh-huh. Then I had a car after, and it wasn't her name, but my navigation system was a woman, and I called her Jessica. So I would talk to Jessica. So the navigation that would give me directions had a name.
Was the Escort blue?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that makes more sense.
Yeah, hence Big Bad Mama Smurf.
Right.
It wouldn't make any sense if she was orange.
Yeah,
right?
But you wouldn't call this one anything.
No. Now I look at my cars now, I'm like, I don't even think they have names. I don't even know what their personality doesn't dictate a name.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The personality doesn't speak from it. Maybe that's you, maybe that's the car.
Maybe because it's like a mom car. What am I going to call her? Karen, I guess. Did I call her Karen? Is that hurtful if I do that?
Just don't say it in public.
Oh, she has feelings.
Other people will hate your car as much as you do.
Oh. Becca, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're one of those people that need to turn down the volume on your radio to see better, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, when you're driving, that's what you're talking about. I do that too. Why do I do that?
So you can concentrate.
Yeah,
so you're not distracted.
That has nothing to do with the radio being loud, but I always do it. You think
it has to do with your brain.
My brain?
Of course. If something's screaming at you, of course you're distracted. You know, that's why you don't drive around with headphones on, or people used to not.
No, people still drive around with headphones. When I see people driving around with AirPods, I'm like, I don't understand. Like, how do you drive with AirPods in your ears?
See? Same thing.
Victor, that's all I need to know about you.
If you live in your apartment building and you blast your TV and your stereo, that's all I need to know about you.
I also love the person that cooks the smelliest food possible in the apartment building.
When I was a realtor, I sold this one apartment, and it was in a big building. And I don't know what these people were cooking, but the apartment was beautiful. Great view, like great layout. I could not sell that place. It took me so long because it stunk. The floor stunk like food all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the most depressing things about getting an apartment after you're getting divorced is the fact that it's like 300 square foot. But the fact that everybody else in the building is in the same boat as you, and they're all cooking something different. Mm. They're all sandwiched into this little place with the pet that the other spouse didn't want. It's a sad, sad existence. And if somebody's cranking their music or radio three doors down, you hate that person.
It's true.
You hate them.
So loud. Why is it trending? Top news story trending. And why? All weekend long, it was about Nobel Prizes. They announced Nobel Prize winners. Now, get ready to learn something, because you're going to be so smart in the next 3 minutes, it's going to be ridiculous.
Well, that would be impressive.
I want you to know that I've never sweated so much while putting something together. the thing about Nobel is you got to be really, really smart to win any of these things. So you know that they're a big deal, but where do they come from? Here we go.
Meet Swedish inventor Alfred Nobel. He's known for inventing dynamite. However, having mostly invented explosives, he worried about how people would remember him. So when he died, he left most of his wealth in a trust to fund what would later be known as the Nobel Prizes.
I found that so fascinating that he did it because he thought people were going to think he was bad because he made dynamite.
I mean, he did it after he was dead, so I guess he was kind of hedging his bets as to get it into heaven maybe too at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing about legacy, right? When you're dead, you're not really paying attention.
So how many of these prizes are there and what are they for?
These prizes are a set of annual international awards given for landmark achievements or discoveries made during the preceding year. They are widely regarded as the most prestigious honors in the fields of literature, medicine, physics, chemistry, peace, and economics.
That's why there's so many different ones.
I mean, that's fascinating. Is this the same voiceover guy from Jurassic Park? Dino DNA. It sounds really similar, right?
All right, so who won all these things? First, there was Swedish geneticist. I can't even pronounce half these words, I'm warning you. Svante Paabo, he won for medicine. He has work on how understanding modern people evolved from extinct ancestors at the dawn of human history.
Okay, I mean, thanks for the long title, buddy.
I know. Scientist Carolyn Bertozzi, she won in chemistry because she discovered reactions that let molecules snap together. She was smart enough to explain it like it's like Lego pieces and they snap together like Lego pieces. And I'm like, I got you. I got you right there when you said Lego. But then there is this one scientist and he is, you know, I've never had to play favorites before when it comes to Nobel winners, but he is my favorite. His name is John Clauser. He won for physics. He won for quantum mechanics. But listen to him.
Go.
I got called this morning at 2:50 a.m. It's quite an honor. I appreciate finally being vindicated.
Vindicated?
Oh, so they called him a quack the first 40 years of his life.
Oh, my gosh.
The first 40 years of his research, they called him a quack.
Yes, now you're speaking my language, buddy. Vindicated. Why was he vindicated?
When I was originally proposing and doing the experiment, everybody told me I was totally wasting my time.
Yeah.
That's right.
They said it was all ridiculous, everything he was doing. But it goes even further because, you know, he's a quantum physicist, and not many people can say that. But here, listen to this.
Quantum mechanics made correct predictions, and Einstein's point of view was wrong.
1972, he actually proved Einstein wrong when he was a graduate student at Berkeley. In the basement at his school, using duct tape, he proved that Einstein was wrong.
I'm just going on a limb here, but he sounds like he needs to brush his hair, right? He does. It just sounds like a little bit of a mad scientist right here. By the way, can you pull up the other guy's audio again? Because I really want to know whether or not he's the Dino DNA guy. I have the Dino DNA guy right here. Hold on.
A DNA strand like me is a blueprint for building a living thing.
This guy doesn't sound
anything
like
what's the other guy?
These prizes are a set of...
Oh, no, that's the same guy.
That's not the same guy.
That's the same guy.
Now, you want a prize? You want a Nobel Prize for figuring that out?
I'm telling you, it's the same dude.
Maybe I'm being too harsh. You'll decide. Okay.
What a great way to start.
Yep. All right. There's a lot of Halloween songs out there, but what I realized is all of them are very old. Let's start with the Monster Mash.
And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
1962. He did the Monster Mash.
You know, I'll tell you a little behind the scenes here. All the time when we go to talk about Halloween or something spooky or whatever, you know, they'll be like, Raven, do you have some music for that or whatever? And I'll go to pull something out. And the two options are something scary or Monster Mash.
And Monster Mash is from 1962.
They're literally the only two options when it comes to something scary or Monster Mash, when it comes to my end anyways.
Here's the other one, Thriller.
Love the song. Scary video.
1982.
Scary video, man. Scary, you know, big movie video. And it was scary.
Yeah, but it was 1982.
Long time.
I'm not done yet.
There's something strange in your neighborhood.
That's funny, you know?
Ghostbusters!
Even though it's about ghosts, like I don't consider that a Halloween movie or what? Halloween song for me.
Sure
I consider
it is.
Ghostbusters just whatever.
Ghostbusters,
it's just me.
1984.
Yeah.
Now this is the newest of the Halloween songs.
Okay. This is Halloween. So that's pretty old too at this point.
That's 1993, which, you know, in my head everything is still the 90s, but in reality it's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
It's time for a refresh if we're being honest.
So right. So we told producer John, he's so good with his guitar, he's so good at making up songs. We're like, make up a new song. So Raven and I worked so diligently and we came up with a list of things that were terrifying that we wanted addressed in this Halloween song. And they were not having Wi-Fi.
Totally terrifying, absolutely.
Dahmer on Netflix.
Oh my gosh, why is this show sexy?
Ugh.
Weird.
Interest rates rising. Interest rates rising.
Also not good. I'm not happy about that either. Huh?
No. Sitting in traffic, awful.
Yes, not a good thing.
Wildfires and hurricanes, all bad.
Yes.
This is the song that producer John created. John, ready for it?
Here we go.
A new American classic. Here we go.
Halloween. It's a spooky Halloween. So many things to scare you this Halloween. I turned on my TV. Time to unwind. A little Netflix and a glass of wine. I heard the new Dahmer series was a real great show until he ate some guy in the first episode. Halloween. Come on! Spooky Halloween. So many things to scare you this Halloween.
So first of all...
Shh. Oh, is that the end of it?
No, that's the end of the song.
I thought I was going to wait for another verse.
I wrote the song. I know when the end of the song is, Raven.
Right, I guess that makes sense.
First of all, you guys want all of these things. You want them in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I created a template. You could make, and actually, I gave you a version that has two verses in it. Yeah. There is a template now in place where I can talk about all of those different subjects.
I want it more like we didn't start the fire. I want rapid. We didn't start the no Wi-Fi.
No,
Netflix. Did you create
rising? This is why you don't write the song.
I mean, I will say that he does have a point. First off, you can go like Hanukkah song Sandler on this. Like you could change it every time and add a verse. And that jam band thing, like he could play that song for the next 20 minutes.
That's right.
Producer John, can you please redo this and include more things that are terrifying about Halloween and life in 2022?
Okay, so we're going for quantity, not quality here. That's what we want.
I want it sped up and fast and things that are scary fast.
All right, when do you want it?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Sure, it's October, but I keep hearing about these vampire facials, and then one of my good friends got one, and she sent me a picture, and she looked absolutely crazy.
Wait a minute. I have never heard of this. You're going to have to explain for me.
Dr. Christine Blaine, she's one of the top plastic surgeons in New York City. You can find her online at blaineplasticsurgery.com. Dr. Blaine, you have to explain to Raven what this is.
Sure. So it's been coined the vampire facelift facial mostly by Kim Kardashian. She showed pictures of her face after as a bloody mess. It's basically something very simple. It's microneedling, which is a very common procedure where we have a little like pen that has needles in it and it helps to basically exfoliate and micro injure your skin to help collagen grow. But it's combined with PRP. And I think this is where the vampire terminology comes in, because you get a little bloody from the microneedling, and then we actually draw your blood and take this platelet-rich plasma. We spin it down in a centrifuge, and then we take it and we can either inject it into your skin or lay it on top of the skin so it makes that blood like smear all over you and look horrible, but it does wonders for your skin.
Wait a minute. I mean, there's got to be a little bit that's left over somewhere. I want to know who's drinking this and where. What stage of this? I mean, you said you can smear it on you. You can inject it. Somebody's drank this before.
Oh, no. My best friend sent me pictures. She just had blood smeared all over her face while laying in the doctor's office. And I was like, that can't be right. She's like, I have two more sessions. And she was so excited about it.
And it's your blood.
Yes, your blood. Yep, your blood, your platelet-rich plasma. So no reactions to it at all. It's very safe, and it really does a great job to help generate new collagen and help with cell turnover.
I mean, I want to try and imagine how something like that is discovered, right? how that happens. Does somebody fall? Is there some sort of face plant somewhere? I don't know. I'm confused.
Well, PRP has been used in orthopedics for a while. Like people who have injuries into their joints, they do the same kind of injection into joints with PRP. But now, of course, in the cosmetic industry, we had to figure out a way to utilize it for beauty.
And it's supposed to make you look younger, right? And clear up your skin and make it tighter.
Correct.
So how is it different from like a regular facial? And I know there's a lot of different facials out there.
So a regular facial is really just something that's topical. It can be with hyaluronic acids, which are, you know, some natural proteins the body makes. They make them synthetically. But if you're not creating an injury to the skin with the microneedling, the penetration of those topical facial lotions and creams and stuff is not the same. So the microneedling itself is what causes the injury to the skin. And we say injury, and it's not anything terrible. Like within a day, your skin looks clear. But the microneedling creates the channels for all the PRP to go back into the skin and help it to create that new collagen and cell turnover.
Speaking to the guys here, it's like aerating your lawn.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I tell my patients. I literally use that same phrase. So good job.
Look at that. I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
You see that now?
Yeah, just like a doctor, Raven.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Now I know what I'm doing when I get out of this.
And you need multiple sessions, right?
It's recommended to do up to three as a series, but that's the same thing with any kind of microneedling.
Yeah. Everybody knows you're not completely transformed the first time you encounter a vampire. After that, you get hungry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's until you make your first move as a vampire type apprentice. That's when it becomes official.
So I thought she was crazy when she told me that she was doing this, but it seems to be becoming very popular, right? Like, do you have a lot of people that are coming to you for it?
Oh, yeah. We do the PRP with the microneedling quite frequently.
Okay. And doctor, it's a vampire facial.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Dr. Christine Blaine. You can find her online at blaineplasticsurgery.com. I mean, there's some things you just don't talk to your parents about, but I thought that this was a little bit strange. Hmm. Producer John, what don't you talk to your mom about?
Dating, relationships, ever, at all, period.
Is it because your mom gets too invested early on, or is she a naysayer now that you're divorced? What's really that like?
No, she's complete separation. Like, it's just not in our lexicon of conversations. We just don't talk about it. When I was in high school, she really, she wanted to know if I was dating somebody, but she never really felt the need to, like, get involved in it. It's very much something we keep, like, a wall of separation between.
Mm. What about her dating? Like, because your mother's a single woman,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's the reason. My mom, for most of my life, has been single. Right. You know, she was with my dad for a very little bit when I was a very little kid. She was married when I was like 9 until I was about 12. And other than that, she's been a single person. So we've both been single people for a long time.
Yeah.
And do you ever actually want to talk about that with your mom, Raven? I mean, seriously, think about it, dude. Think back to when you were single.
I know, but you don't have to go into details. But to me, it's just like, okay, you know, you're dating this new girl now.
Yep.
Like, how do you not mention to your mom, I'm dating somebody new? It just doesn't come up. You don't bring it up at all.
It's just not really a thing. Yeah. I think I might have said something about it this last weekend, and it was like, I'm going up to this town next weekend to go see this person I'm seeing. And that's it. That was the extent of the conversation.
I like you, Anna, I would discuss the people that I was dating with my parents. I mean, it was never a secret or anything like that.
Yeah.
But there is an X factor to this, and forgive me, but I'm just going to say it out loud because that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Is your mom hot? Just tell me the truth.
You know what, Raven? That's not a conversation. How's a man supposed to answer?
Is mom's hot?
Let me see a picture.
See, this is the problem.
There's only one way.
Is mom's hot?
Wait, hold on.
He didn't want to hear about it at all when he was growing up, and mom didn't want to tell him.
I mean,
it's fine.
There might have been some jokes occasionally when I was in middle school.
I'm not saying it to make you sensitive. You're a grown man now.
That is never a thing.
You can deal with the fact that your mother is hot.
To say out loud here
for Instagram. How mad you're getting. It's not natural that you're getting that mad.
Don't say the Instagram page on the air.
It's not natural that he's getting that mad.
Oh, no, his mom is hot.
I knew. See? You know what? This is what I'm here for. So be mad at me if you want to, but I know what I'm talking about. I have insight.
You're right. This had to happen.
Let me see how hot.
This had to happen.
Look.
This had to happen.
I mean, the only thing I don't talk to my parents about is work. I never talk to my parents about work ever. I just feel like...
Wait, that's your mom? Oh, no.
Yeah, dude, it's my mom.
What? What? How come your mom hasn't come to any of the holiday parties?
Stop it.
Raven.
You're a married man, Raven.
This is exactly why he didn't talk to his mom about dating, is because his mom's attractive and he didn't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I think that
I'm going to follow her right now.
Stop her. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
This is your mom?
Raven, that's regain funny. Your composure.
That's funny.
I'll give you a minute. You're supposed to be able to talk to your parents about anything, but let's be honest. You probably don't. What don't you talk to your parents about? 1-800-330-9999.
So my parents keep asking when we're going to have kids. My husband and I have been married for about 4 years now, and that is not in our plan. We do not plan to have children, and I'm terrified to tell them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a hard one for them to find out, right?
Right.
They aren't going to figure it out sooner or later.
No, just don't tell them.
Then they're going to be crushed.
No, yeah, resentment builds. If you're a grandparent without grandkids, resentment builds, right? If you have the potential to be a grandparent, it does build. I would tell them sooner rather than later. Oh. That's just me.
No, I would hide for the rest of my life.
Oh, I mean, they can count. They're going to be like, where were these grandkids?
Oh, no, I would never want to have that conversation.
Kaylee, what do you never talk to your parents about?
I don't talk to my parents about my brother. Yeah, you know, we've never had a great relationship, and in recent years, things have escalated, and we barely talk, and I know that that really stresses my parents out, and that makes them upset, so it's just one of those things I don't bring up. We never talk about it when I see them, and, you know, it just is what it is.
Well, if you sat there and dwelled on it, you know, it might bum you out, right? But sometimes that's just the easier way to do it. I just actually found this out about a friend that I used to hang out with in high school, between him and his brother. And, you know, they used to give each other some lumps back in, you know, those days when we were younger. But I always thought of them kind of like twins. And I guess they haven't spoken in like over a decade.
Really?
Yeah, it's just wild how things happen.
It's sad. It really is.
Yeah? Yeah. For some people, you know what? You're not going to love everybody, right? Some people, you're better off, I guess.
I could hear my mom right now if I was fighting with my brother and my sister. I'm going to die. And when I die, you're not going to have anybody. Come on, call your sister.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mom.
Well, I mean, she'll go 0 to 100, like, without a doubt.
Keith, what do you got?
Yeah, I don't talk to my parents about how me and my wife parent our kids because there's always some sort of disagreement and they always want to insert themselves and their opinions on how we should raise our kids.
For us, it's not that I tell my mom absolutely everything, but the only thing she criticizes is like she thinks I'm being too hard. But Anna, she's just tired. That's her answer for everything.
Right.
Every time my toddler is doing something terrible, she's tired.
Right.
She's tired. Then she should go to sleep when she's supposed to go to sleep.
Right. If she was asleep, she'd be quiet right now. She wouldn't be doing this harmful thing she's doing.
She slept for 14 hours last night, Ma. What are you talking about?
Right.
Like, yeah, she bit another kid. Like, she's not tired. She's a dinosaur. Kendra, what don't you talk to your parents about?
I don't talk to my parents about my finances or debt or anything like that. My dad is an accountant, and I'm just so tired of him lecturing me and telling me I don't know anything about money. And it's just, we're just not on the same page. So yep. I just avoid it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the problem with those people is they're smug and smug and smug, but they're probably right.
Oh,
like,
always.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not disciplined enough.
No, my dad, like, he yells at me all the time. Han, you spend money on everything, like all the time. I said, if you just saved your money, why can't you be like your brother? I don't know. Because my life is fun. I don't know.
That's what we tell ourselves. Yeah. Right? That's usually what we tell ourselves is the answer. Because I think the same thing of myself. Yeah. I'm sure you think you're more fun than your father, your CPA dad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I am. Definitely.
Right.
It's so nice to have Anna Raimondi back in the studio. She's a medium. You can find her online at annaraimondi.com. Anna, after the pandemic, it's like I'm almost out of practice. Having you here is so exciting again.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I love coming on your show.
We're going to let you read everybody else. And if you would like to have a reading from Anna, you can start calling.
But first, we're going to be greedy.
Right. You can call 1-800-330-9999. But there's a reason why Anna is one of the most sought-after mediums in the entire world. So we're going to take advantage of that. And who's here with us?
Well, you know, his grandmother is always first and foremost.
Mm.
Like, so now she's dancing. Do you remember her dancing?
Yeah, my grandmother did a lot of dancing. She was actually a roller skating dancer, too.
Okay.
She was, like, published on that. She was, like, in the city. Right?
Yeah, because I keep hearing one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, like kind of the steps when you're dancing.
Yeah.
She's a wild woman.
Yes.
She is.
Yeah, Marty.
Marty was.
Marty was a crazy girl.
Yeah. That's but, right. You know, always with you. Is your wife doing something different? Is she changing her career, job, something like that?
As a matter of fact, yes, she is. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot around that. Okay. Like she shouldn't just say, okay, I tried it. Now I'm done. Like, you know, it
well, that's
may
interesting. There was just a development last week. So,
yeah.
Okay. I'll have to let her know that.
Like, if it goes like flat, it'll go up.
I will certainly let her
that
know.
That is, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Two big developments right there. Well, I mean, Grandma, I kind of figured Grandma would be around.
If you weren't around when Marty was here with us, she would
have
come
on the air.
She did
the show a few times.
She did the show a bunch of times. She was just such a big character. Hmm. Like, she was just such a big personality. It doesn't surprise me that she's always like, everybody move out of the way.
She was a smart, tough lady, that
yeah.
one, like
that's
a pioneering
exactly what
lady.
She does, you
yeah.
know? I mean, certainly there's other people that can come through for you.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't think so.
well, that's
you know,
good.
Well
it's good to have her here.
Your grandmother, too, has a big personality, but in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, she just smells like food.
Well, right. As she should. Look at my meatballs.
Yeah. She smells like food, but you're a pretty good cook, huh?
I can do it when I want. The problem is I don't want to. You know, it's like it's just one of those things where is she mad about it? Because I could
yes.
understand her being mad
yes,
about it.
Because she's saying you do what you want to do, but you have to give your family the food that they need. Okay. And it has to be her food. Okay. She wants you to make it her way and, you know, and don't follow the other grandmother's way.
That's a war I don't want to get in between,
right.
between those two.
Right?
Are they both Southern Italian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they're similar. They're kind of similar, but one is much more bossy than the other.
Yeah, I can see that.
And don't worry about your older daughter. She's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was random. Oh, side note, if you missed it, one time Anna came on the show and she said to me, this is before I had my younger daughter, Dakota. Do you remember this? If your older daughter, if you want her to learn endless love, you have to get a dog. And I went home to my husband. I go, gotta get a dog. We got to get a dog.
Getting it today.
And we literally went like a week and a half later and adopted a dog. And it's so funny because Hayden is so compassionate. Because of Lila, like I feel like she was because of getting a dog in her life, it made a big difference.
Yeah,
it feels good to say that she's good. That makes,
well, you know what
good.
Else? She's an old soul, and old souls relate better to animals than they actually do to people sometimes.
Aww.
Like she doesn't need 10 million friends, she needs a few really close friends.
Ah, that hits closer than you think, Anna. It's so nice to have Anna Raimondi back in the studio. She's a medium. You can find her online at annaraimondi.com. And she's doing your readings, 1-800-330-9999. Kim.
I do, Anna. I'm on my way to my new job, and it's a big change for me, and I'm just wondering if there's anything about how it's going to go.
Well, I can't predict the future, but I can tell you, you needed this change, okay? Your life was a little bit too mundane, and this will keep you on your toes. Okay. I feel like you're going to do great. Stay positive. Okay. But you're a pretty positive person. Stay positive and let it just go through, you know, and let it roll. You're fine.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I was wondering, my aunt passed away, and I was wondering if there's any sort of, if she's coming through in any way, if she's...
How long ago did she pass?
2020.
Okay, so she's gone a while. Did she have kind of a unique personality?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, because she feels she feels kind of like she thought out of the box and like maybe she didn't have much of a filter. And you're very much like her. Okay. And she's saying, you know, she's proud of who you are and she's proud that you're like her. And she also has, I don't know, it looks like she has curlers in her hair. Like, I don't know, she's going somewhere. She's getting dressed up. She likes to go out. Okay. She wants you to have fun, like keep your life in balance. You know, it's not all work. You got to play hard too. She tried.
thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, have a great day. Have a great first day. And I'm so curious
thank
what she
you.
Does
I
now.
Appreciate
Are you
it.
Juggling nuclear weapons? What is it that she does? That's what I wanted to know. Hi, Tammy. Do you have a question for Anna?
Yeah, I just want to know if my mom's okay.
Oh, yes. Of course your mother's okay. And she's thanking you. I don't know what you did for her, but she's reaching out her hand to you. Have you been dreaming about her recently?
Sometimes, yeah, but she's always on my mind.
Well, I'm talking about dreaming because she's coming to you in your dreams. Pay attention. She's very colorful in your dreams. Like, she'll come through in pink and blue, colors like that. You might see flashes of her, but that's her. She's saying, do you wear a piece of her jewelry all the time?
No.
Okay, she wants you to. It's a necklace. She's saying, okay. Wear the necklace, because when you touch it, it falls by your heart, and you will feel how much she loves you.
Okay.
Who coughs a lot?
Coughs a lot?
Yeah.
My mother used to cough a lot.
Okay, because I'm hearing coughing, okay? You know, she just wants you to know she's around. She's not coughing now. She's healed, but I'm hearing the coughing, okay, just to validate that she's here.
Okay.
Find that necklace, dear.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Anna Raimondi is a world-renowned medium. You can find her online at annaraimondi.com, 1-800-330-9999. Kim, do you have a question for Anna?
Yes, go ahead. I do. I'd like to know if my mom is around me.
Your mother is all around you. She's never left you. What's with the pearls?
The pearls.
Do you have her pearls? I don't know if they're real or not real.
I have, yeah, that's not the jewelry I was thinking of, but I do have some in a box that I don't.
Okay, well, whether you're thinking of it or not, she's bringing it up. And you have it in a box. She wants you to take it out, okay? Because she liked them, okay? Was she very spiritual or religious?
Very spiritual.
Yeah, because I keep hearing, like, she wants you to feel it, to know that she's around. Like, sometimes you get that feeling that she's right behind you. She really is, okay? Really is. She's very pretty fingers.
Pretty fingers? Is that what you said, Anna?
Yeah. She's very pretty fingers.
Do you get manicures in heaven? Is that a thing?
They're very pretty. Because she's showing me her hands, okay? And she's saying, make sure you always put on hand lotion. Okay. Are your hands typically dry?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. They say the weirdest things 100%. Sometimes. Yeah. She wants you to make sure you wear hand lotion so your hands are nice and supple.
She gets like a way to communicate. She's worried about her hands.
Oh, my God.
Hands.
Sounds like a mom.
Right.
Right. Sounds like a mom. Put some lotion on.
She's like, is my mom okay?
Oh,
she's
my
like,
God.
Fix your hands, honey. I've been trying to tell you this for a while now. Uh-huh. All right. Thanks for the call, Kim. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hey, Tina, do you have a specific question for Anna?
Yes. Hopefully, like to talk to my best friend, Betty Ann. And wait a minute. I'm sorry. And I wondered if she had a message for me, or if she was able to see my recent enjoyment and share them with me.
If she was able to see your recent enjoyment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Betty yeah, her Ann. Best friend, Betty Ann.
Okay. Did Betty Ann have a blood disease?
Cancer.
Well, that's a blood disease. Is it lower? Was it lower in her body, or did it move lower?
Yes.
Okay.
Moved lower.
Okay, because I'm feeling it there, and she's moving her hand there. Did she have a fire in her house at one point, or did you?
Many years ago, I did.
Okay. Because you know, to the spirit world, there is no a long time ago. There is no time. Okay, because I'm feeling the fire. Okay, and you got through that, and so you should know that there are always angels surrounding you who will get you through. Okay, like there will never be anything that will be too much of a challenge. So keep that in your mind. And she loves you very much, by the way. Loves you. I love her.
Tell her I'm seeing all the girls tonight. Any message for them?
Yes.
We're celebrating Betty Ann's birthday.
Okay, because she's saying she wants to toast all of you. Okay, she'll be there drinking with you, you know, and having a good time because you all had a good time together. Do you know her a very long time?
I've known her for 67 years.
Yeah, because she's saying we grew up together. We grew up together.
Yes,
how could I ever leave all of you? I'm with all of you. And she wants to toast you and she likes pie.
Pie?
You better go pick up
she
a pie.
She likes wine better.
Yeah, I think she likes wine better. Yeah. Eat the pie.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then you just decide who's right. Oh, this is a big one. Sophia, what happened?
So I have been planning my 30th birthday for a little while, and we've had it booked for a few months now. But we are going to Greece on the 4th of July, and we've got a couple of other couple friends going with us, and I'm super excited about it. But my sister-in-law just announced that she is getting married that weekend.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Why does this always seem to happen?
Why do people do this?
Yeah, I don't know. Fred, what's your side of this?
You know, I'm totally, Greece sounds great and all, and that's something that we can do. That's just something that needs to happen at like a later time or something, you know, like this is my little sister. She's ideally only going to get married once. You know, you can go to Greece anytime. So it kind of seems like a family first situation, you know?
Sophia, you planned on being in Greece on your 30th birthday, right?
Right. So yeah. She's getting married on the 2nd, which is the day we were supposed to leave for our trip. Mm. And, like, it's my 30th birthday also only happens once, so I can't reschedule my birthday. Mm. And it's not like she didn't know this trip was happening. She's known about this trip. Like, I've talked with her about it.
Right. I mean, and next year is next year, right? So it's... Gosh, there is right. A lot to consider. I mean, obviously, when you're trying to figure out when you're getting married, you got to worry about things like the venue and, you know, where will it be and is it accessible for everybody else or whatever. On the other hand, it just seems like these things happen far too often, right?
All
and
the time.
To just be coincidence, right? I mean, if they know you're going on this trip and it's a big deal, I mean, she would have to know that when considering these things.
Who else is going with you on this trip?
It's a couple of our couple friends. So it's not her friends, but. It's not like she's not aware that we've been planning this and that these are a couple of our really good friends that we're going with.
So you're blowing up the plans for not only for you for your 30th birthday, but your friends that are also going to Greece. I mean, they're not
right.
going to like
yeah.
the Caribbean. They're going to Greece. That's
right.
A big trip.
Right. And they probably wouldn't be going without you. It was your mm-hmm. vision. It was your dream. So, yeah, that's a tough situation.
I mean, we can see what the audience has to say because they may agree with Fred that it's his little sister. I mean, what are you going to do? These things happen. You're going to have to find a way to reschedule the trip. And it's unfortunate because it's also a milestone birthday. But they may see your side, too, Sophia. Your sister-in-law knew that you were traveling and she decided to have her wedding on this day anyway, for whatever reason, and didn't consult with you or even bring it up to you. So, unfortunately, she knows you're not going to be there.
Right. And didn't care to change her plans based on having that information already. I'd be like at the rehearsal dinner, have a toast to him, and then peace out. I'm on my way to the airport, but who knows? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's a tough, tough situation to be in. Fred and Sophia have planned for Sophia's 30th birthday the week of next 4th of July that they're going to be in Greece. They're going with friends. It's Sophia's 30th birthday. It's a milestone. It's all she's ever wanted. And it's all planned. And Fred's sister knew that. And now she planned her wedding the same time they're supposed to be away. Fred says, we have to move the trip. We have to. It's her wedding. What are we going to do?
Yeah, Sophia doesn't want to do that, though. Again, I mean, she's going to be hurt no matter what. Now, you didn't hear her put her foot down and say that there's no way I'll entertain this, but she talked with her sister-in-law about this. You know, they had discussions. There's zero consideration. I don't know who I feel worse for, Sophia or for Fred. Because Fred, she gave zero regards for Fred's position in this. She just said, well, they're going to have to change their trip without letting them know, without talking to them.
I don't know. What do you think? Would you still go to Greece or would you cancel, move the trip and go to your sister's wedding? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
So I, too, have a little sister and she would not think twice about doing the same exact thing. And I'm sure she is counting on the brother to attend her wedding and not do his wife's birthday. And I think that he should put his foot down and defend his lady and go with her to Greece.
See, you know, I hear what you're saying, because I think that everybody's going to come out strong for the family because you just look at it like a numbers game. But okay, you're still married to her, and she planned this. This was her dream. You heard Sophia say this was her dream trip. She has planned this for years. It didn't come up in the last couple months.
Exactly.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. It's annoying, and it really can cause a lot of problems in a family. Fred and Sophia have planned for Sophia's 30th birthday that they're going to go to Greece next 4th of July week with their friends. It's a big milestone birthday for Sophia. She's turning 30. They've had it planned for a while now. She's very excited. But Fred, he's got a major conundrum because his sister also planned her wedding that same exact time, knowing perfectly well that they were supposed to be overseas.
This is, again, something that Fred's sister knew long before. This is a dream vacation for Sophia. She's talked about this for years. They've had this thing lined up. And they're not going by themselves, by the way. So now they're screwing up six people's vacation if they stay back to hang out at their sister-in-law's or Fred's younger sister's wedding that's now been planned after the fact. It's very inconsiderate, right? I mean, that's the only way that you can put it. Of course, there are factors. You have to figure out when you're going to get your venue, when the building has the room open or whatever, too. But, I mean, again, it seems pretty inconsiderate. It seems pretty hurtful.
Would you cancel your trip or push back your trip just because to go to the wedding? Or would you be like, hey, you knew when we were traveling and you still booked a wedding anyway. It's not our problem. 1-800-330-9999. Claire, whose side are you on?
Oh, the husband. Come on. Family is first. I don't care. You know, having planned both my son's weddings this year, you need to bow to the family. I mean, they're going to be with you the rest of your life. So,
Every bit about her language about it is what is resistant to me. You've got to bow to it. You've got to go to the family. I mean, the sister knew this. And the sister, I mean, she knew this. She knew that this was a trip that was happening.
I know. How many times you got to suck it up, though? I understand where she's coming from, for sure.
Hannah and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. Because it sounds like another, pardon the expression, titled Karen, that, you know, these people had their plans long before the wedding was planned. And she's only turned 30 once. If the sister doesn't care about the brother, why should the brother care about the sister?
I mean, I think you make a couple good points. I think that you and I are in the minority, sir, but I hear what you're saying.
Hannah and Raven, whose side are you on?
I think she should postpone the trip for just one day. She said that this was to leave the day of the wedding, and so just push it back one day. She doesn't want to create problems with the in-law, and the sister will always be the one who ruined her trip instead of her being the one who made the husband not present at the wedding. But I wouldn't give them a wedding gift. I would say the cost involved in pushing the trip back, well, that was money I would have given you for the wedding. So that's what my thought.
A lot of vengeance in there.
So you're not getting a gift. What?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Fred, our audience agreed with you today. Sophia, it is terrible, but it's one of those things where you have to do it for the sake of family.
I mean, I guess I'm not happy about it, obviously, but I guess if I'm being unreasonable, then I have to consider that as well.
I mean, I'm not shocked, to be honest, but yeah, I'm glad that people can see things my way, because I just think it's kind of a more grounded approach to the situation. You know, we can go to Greece some other time. I mean, I'm just as bummed. Like, believe me, I'm looking forward to going to Greece too, but I love my little sister, you know, and I want to be there that day. So I'm very pleased.
Okay. If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
And guarantee you that's not the last time he hears about that.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven cash jackpot is $900, thanks to Discover Card. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Michelle, you ready to play today?
I'm ready to play.
All right, I'm ready to give away some money. So can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Michelle.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so Raven's walking out of here. He won't be able to hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, actors Barry Williams, Christopher Knight, and Mike Lookingland reunited on the Masked Singer stage for their first performance together in 45 years. What show did the three of them star in?
The Brady Bunch.
Number two, Reese Witherspoon says she and her daughter Ava don't see it when people say they look like twins. What's the name of Reese Witherspoon's fashion line?
Reese Witherspoon is Draper James.
It's really close. Okay, number three, a classic video game is being turned into a musical. The game was played in many schools and required you to collect oxen, food, clothing, avoid dysentery, and travel in a wagon. What was the name of that game?
Shoot, I don't know.
Number four, a newly designed supersonic jet would fly passengers from New York City to London in just 80 minutes. Leaving on a Jet Plane was a 1967 song by what trio?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
And number five, Uno just revealed their new Uno party game with 112 cards for a bigger crowd to be able to play all at once. What are the four original color suits in the game?
Green, yellow, blue, and red.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
4 out of 5 for Michelle.
Pretty impressive, Michelle. Let's see how I do. $900 on the line.
Number one. It's going to be close. Actors Barry Williams, Christopher Knight, and Mike Lookinland reunited on the Masked Singer stage for their first performance together in 45 years. Mm. What show did the three of them star in?
That's the Brady Bunch.
Yes. Number two, Reese Witherspoon says she and her daughter Ava don't see it when people say they look like twins. Like, for the record, they 100% look like twins.
They definitely do.
Yep. What's the name of Reese Witherspoon's fashion line?
She's Draper James.
Yes. Number three, a classic video game is being turned into a musical. The game was played in many schools and required you to collect oxen, food, clothing, avoid dysentery, and travel in a wagon. What game was that?
I don't know.
It's the Oregon Trail. And it was my favorite game. I love the Oregon Trail.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, I'm good. I never got dysentery, so I'm thankful for that.
Right. Number four. I got it many times during the game.
Oh, well, that sounds upsetting.
Number four. A newly designed supersonic jet would fly passengers from New York City to London in just 80 minutes. Leaving on a Jet Plane was a 1967 song by what trio?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yes. You need this last one to tie. Otherwise, $900 goes to Michelle.
Okay.
Uno just revealed their new Uno party game with 112 cards for a bigger crowd to play at once. What are the four original color suits in the game?
Oh, God. Red.
Yep.
Blue.
Yep.
Yellow.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Michelle. You guys tied at four. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I got to be honest, Michelle. It was really close because the cards were faded in the game we had at my house, and the red was almost like an orange.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is Michelle, and I can't beat Raven.
Oh, good try, Michelle. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,000 tomorrow, Anna.